You know, when I look at a guy with a beard, I have to admit, not everybody does this, but I have to admit, I think, gee, I wonder what kind of bugs are living in that thing or how much food is collected in that thing.
I have no trouble believing that because I know you.
Yes. There is an actual study finding women who are especially grossed out by bugs that live on our bodies, like lice and fleas, are less likely to find men with beards attractive.
That makes total sense.
And I think I would go like right along with that. Just a small percentage of us women, though, the study found that the average woman was more into guys with beards for both long-term relationships and one-night stands. And for what it's worth, the study last year found that men's beards are more likely to be filled with germs and bacteria than dog fur, even. Can you believe that?
And I think a lot of it depends on the kind of guy and the kind of beard.
Exactly. Like the guys, this was a trend a couple years ago, the whole Duck Dynasty.
Yes.
The guys were in competition with one another to see who would grow a bigger beard.
If you have a short, neatly trimmed beard.
That's attractive. I like that.
Yeah. It looks good, and it's less likely to have a colony of fleas living inside.
But if you're looking like the Unabomber,
right,
and you don't take care of it, that's just a hard no for me. That's like a mullet for the face.
Yeah,
that went away years ago.
Leave the long beard to ZZ Top because those guys have been doing it for years.
That's their style.
I thought you were going to say, the very beginning, I thought you were going to say they did a study on just how much stuff is living inside a man's beard.
That would be a good study, too.
And I'm wondering,
what kind of stuff do they come up with?
How do they rope the researchers into that?